This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon. If you want to find me online at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on there as well. Joining us now is former U.S. Senator from Missouri here, Jim Talen. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ryan. Always good to be with you.
A lot of foreign issues going on. It seems like what everyone's talking about is this Gaza aid, particularly the food. And, you know, the videos are out there and they say, oh, look at the starving children. You know, we had a guest on at the start of the show, just talking about how some of this is highly exaggerated or may perhaps be propaganda coming out to manipulate some sort of trade talks. But what do you think about that situation out there? Because it's pretty convincing. It doesn't sound great.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, I sympathize with everybody trying to figure out what's going on. It's very difficult. You absolutely cannot trust Hamas. They lie every time they open their mouths. The UN isn't much better. The Israelis are slow to say anything, and they do have their own motives. The people I trust think that hunger is growing, but there's no starvation yet. I would totally disbelieve photos you see, and usually the internet will debunk them within minutes. So the underlying problem really is that Hamas does steal the aid. They use it then to feed their fighters, and then they sell it on the black market to their own people. Remember, they're the government of Gaza. This is not some organization, some subnational organization. This is supposed to be the government. And then more broadly, their whole plan is to make the civilians suffer so they can win in the narrative domain, in the information domain. And they are winning in the information domain if you look at it internationally. So the Israelis have opened up. They've instituted some pauses in combat during the day to make it easier to get aid through, and they've established some more corridors. They're dropping aid, parachuting it in. So are the Jordanians. And remember, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is the American-run aid dispensing organization, distributes about 1 million meals a day. Now, part of the problem is that the people who get the meals are, as you might imagine, the ones who are able to get through and get it are the young men. Not all of them are on the up and up, bringing it back to their family. So it's a real mess. And, you know, what we need is for Hamas to give up the hostages. If they do that, the war would be over, but they won't because they're Hamas.
Yeah, and better yet, Hamas to not exist would even be a better thing. But when you talk about this information that's getting out there, and we see this a lot over the last couple of years, and it's always a good reminder that the information that does get out is run as a propaganda campaign through Hamas. They're the ones that run their own news organization. So you can't trust any of that. But unfortunately, when you look at the major networks here in the United States, this is what they run at every news cast. They're saying, look at how bad Israel is. They're bad people because they're withdrawing and holding back aid. They're not allowed food for these starving children. How Israel's so terrible. They're starving these innocent people. That is the headlines that get through here in the United States, but they don't really tell the rest of the story of what's going on with Hamas.
Yeah, too many of them hate Israel and don't want it to exist. Now, whether that's because of anti-Semitism or because of some twisted idea of anti-colonialism, one of these cultic-like beliefs on the far left, it doesn't really matter. It's tremendously unfair. The Israelis, I mean, what is certainly true is that the Israelis were viciously attacked. If, you know, they only have 10 million people, so when now, when they talk about 1,200 people dying, you have to, if in the United States, you have to multiply that by 30. You know, what would we do if the Mexicans, and this was an armed force, attacked us in the southern border and killed 30,000 people and raped a bunch of women and took a bunch of hostages? Well, I know what we'd do, and it would not include feeding the Mexican population. I can tell you that. And so we, the context is very important here. But this is the problem. I mean, Hamas has been destroyed as an organized military force. The problem is, how can we govern? How can Gaza be governed now? And you can't allow it to be governed by any force that will allow Hamas to rebuild. I mean, the Israelis are not going to permit that. They don't want to govern Gaza. They left in 2005. The Arab countries won't do it. I can imagine the reaction here if our government suggested doing it, and Trump is not going to do that. So this is an ongoing problem, but the immediate issue is how to get enough food to those people.
I wanted to get your take on the latest with Russia in the United States. How are those relations going, and Ukraine?
Yeah. Well, I think what was inevitably going to happen is now going to happen because, and I say inevitably because, and here I was right about something. I always like to note that. I knew that the president was going to be able to get Zelensky. First of all, the war needs to end. It's a huge defeat for the Russians, regardless of what happens in Ukraine. I mean, Finland and Sweden are now in NATO. The Russian army has been exposed as weak. The Europeans are increasing their defense spending. Russia's lost its ally, Syria, in the Middle East because they couldn't reinforce Assad because they were engaged with Ukraine. These are enormous strategic forfeits. And then the Russians have lost close to 1 million men. And in return for this, they've conquered additional territory in Ukraine, slightly bigger than the state of Vermont. So they've lost. And that's why, on a strategic level, that's why Trump is saying to Putin is ridiculous. I mean, Trump is clearly very frustrated. He's offering him an off ramp. It's an honorable peace. You know, it would be because we're not going to put Ukraine into NATO. And he'll get a little additional territory. Putin will. But he's not going to. Ukraine is not going to agree to give up its sovereignty, or nor is it going to agree to give up its connections with the West. I mean, this is a recipe for rebuilding Ukraine. Europeans will have to pay for most of that, but and increasing its and protecting its independence and its connections to the West, which is what it's always wanted. But Putin won't go along. And there's all kinds of reasons we could talk about why. I think one of the big reasons is that the war is over. The Russian people are going to start taking an accounting of the sacrifice that they undertook and how little they got for it. And I think Putin knows that. But anyway, he's got to get Putin to the table. And so he's preparing, Trump is preparing to increase the cost to Putin of continuing the war. And presidents mentioned tariffs, which he's certainly willing to do. He's credible when he threatens that. He could, there are secondary sanctions against the remaining Russian banks that would basically cut the Russian financial system entirely off the international system. We could tighten up the sanctions on the oil. And Russia's basically, you know, a gas station run by a mafia. I mean, that's one way of describing it. So Trump's going to do that. I mean, he's fed up. And I think Trump probably alone among our last three, going back to Bush two, hasn't been naive about Putin. But I think he believed that that Putin saw his own that his own interests would be advanced by a reasonable peace, and you know, the president may have misestimated in that. So now he's gonna put pressure on him, and I hope Putin believes him, because when Trump gives somebody a deadline, he means it.
Yeah.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, let's go back onto the Ukraine side. And they weren't too keen at giving up any territory. They wanted it all back in order to get some peace. Have they came to the realization that in order to stop this, this is kind of the way to do it? This is the exit ramp necessary. Do you think they've realized that? Or do you think they're going to try to negotiate or maybe even reject if Putin does come to the table?
Well, they're going to negotiate. And Trump is going to be a mediator. It's one of the reasons he hasn't, except when, like, Zelensky just rebelled against even getting to the table, why Trump has tried to maintain space so he can mediate this. But, yeah, they'll negotiate, and they have to negotiate what the lines are. The Russians, there's a lot of things when Putin comes to the table he's going to want. Now, one of the reasons he doesn't is because there's a logic to negotiations. If he agrees to a ceasefire and comes to the table, the war's not starting again. And so I think his position, because he is gradually winning, if you can call it that, on the battlefield, I mean, he might think his positions are being weakened. But yeah, there'll be a lot of negotiations, but I think they can get an agreement. If they'd done it 2 years ago, which is when I proposed it or suggested it in a column, we might have been able to get us part of the agreement, either Ukraine in NATO or just a bilateral guarantee of their security. Mm-hmm. But they've been losing gradually since then, and it's weakened their position. So yeah, I think if Trump can get them to the table, there's a good chance he can get a deal.
Yep. I don't know how much time you have. We lost a little bit there, but do you need to go? If that's okay, if you need to.
I can stay another couple minutes.
All right.
Sure.
Let me ask you something as the sake of you as a politician. You served under George W. Bush. Would you have liked to serve under Donald Trump as president? Would that have been something you would have enjoyed, or would that have been a burden?
Oh, no. I'd have enjoyed it, particularly this term, because what happened, it's a very unique situation. He served 4 years as president and got to the point where he understood the job. And so then he was out 4 years, and that gave him time to plan what he wanted to do. And now he's doing it. And I've been very pleased with the vast majority of what he's done. I felt a little tentative about the tariffs, as many people do. But he's using the tariffs as a tool to accomplish a couple of things. One of them we're going to emerge from this tariff regime with a thumb on the scale of manufacturing in the United States, which I think and have thought for some time is essential. Remember, I represented a manufacturing state. And particularly when we let China into the WTO, manufacturing took a huge hit. And when that happens, not only do you lose good jobs for people, you lose innovation ability, too. You need the shop floor so the engineers have a place to go to see how the ideas are working, et cetera. But other than that, I mean, The president has shut down the border. He's deporting the illegals beginning. I mean, I could go down the long list, right? If you mean by that the president's unpredictable and if I was in Congress, he'd be the leader of my party and you don't know what he's going to say and you're going to get asked about it. Yeah. I mean, it's an exciting world in Washington now, but we're getting things done. And that was always what I was about. I think it's a very exciting time.
It is. Well, if people wanted to read some of your work, things you're doing, find you, where can they go?
National Review, just Google Jim Talent, National Review Archive. I'm also with the Reagan Institute. I chair their National Leadership Council and work on a number of their national security initiatives, including the National Security Innovation Base report card, which you can check out. Be prepared for some heavy reading, though. We were monitoring the health of the National Security Innovation Base. It's an important project, but requires a lot of work.
I bet it does. Do you think Ronald Reagan would have liked Donald Trump as a president?
I think he'd have liked a lot of what he's done. You know, I mentioned the tariffs before. Reagan, forget about a tariff. I mean, he was so concerned about Japanese automobiles penetrating the United States. He put a quota on, which caused them to invest and build all these car plants in the United States, which is one of the things Trump is aiming at. Yeah, I do. Very different styles, but very different times. Reagan had President Trump has a sense of humor, but Reagan had a dry sense of humor that was just very attractive. And he, he could pull off these witty lines. He was just a great, great leader. I think Trump is also. Different times, different style. But, Ryan, you can have different styles in leadership and be effective. You got to know what you want to do. You got to be decisive. You got to be willing to take risks, and you got to be able to recruit good people. And I think Trump is by and large doing that. He's got a few clunkers in the administration, and no, I'm not naming names, but by and large, they're a very accomplished set of people.
Yep. Former U.S. Senator here from Missouri, Jim Talent. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Sorry about the technical stuff earlier.
No problem, Ryan. Usually when that happens, I'm the one who screwed up, so I'm glad that wasn't the case here.
You're just used to people blaming you for things, I guess.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim Talon. We appreciate the time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.